This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How do we know God? Like, that's a very important question people ask. I remember even at the age of 14, 15, after smoking like copious amounts of marijuana, you know, going out in the Oklahoma fields, looking at the sky, looking at the stars, and asking myself, like, who made this? Who created this? Then I had a friend who was Muslim who unfortunately did the same thing with me together. And it was there around 15, 16 years old that I began to ask him questions. You know, what do you guys believe about this? What do you understand about this? And what I was trying to do is put together a logic that would lead me to understand, how do I know God? And then how do I affirm what God is and what God isn't? And that's a complex process if we really think about it. But Islam, and specifically Surah Al-Fatiha, teaches us the two ways that we learn about the Creator. Number one is obvious. Revelation. We will talk about what revelation is in our class on theology, Islamic faith for non-Muslims. But the role of revelation as being the sole sort of reservoir for understanding and knowing who God is. Doctrinally, the Quran takes on that role. Doctrinally, the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, take on that role. What are the rules of belief are coming from the Quran, are coming from the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then articulated in normative, authoritative books of Islamic theology. That's number one. So for example, when I defined who is Allah, immediately the understanding of who Allah is allows us to infer who he isn't. He's not a race, not a shape, not a color, not anything physical. He's beyond that, so there's duality to that. The other way that we learn about who God is found in the second verse of this chapter. And it's fascinating. And it's probably why you love to watch nature videos. I know if I start binge watching Planet Earth, I'm stuck. Like, I can't stop because it's so mesmerizing. Allah says in the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. And very similar to what happened in the Basmala, with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, that colon, should happen here also, should happen here also. All praise is due to God, colon, cherisher, sustainer of all creation. So just as he reminds us of his infinite mercy and blessings, he also reminds us in a very clear, authoritative way, that he is the sole creator, who is Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the creator of all things, the sustainer of all things, the caretaker of all things. So if you pay attention to what I'm saying and you appreciate the colons, with the name of God, with the names of God, colon, all praise be to God, colon, why? To emphatically remind us of mercy and to emphatically remind us that he's the sole creator. Now we're learning doctrine, right? Now we're learning theology. But the second component is that you and I have to appreciate the world around us and that we can infer signs of God's existence through the world. And here again, you see the theme, using your agency, using your independence, thinking, examining, being engaged. Again, sort of pushing back against the idea that religion is meant to make you dumb, shut down your mind. Here we see Islam constantly challenging you and I to wrestle into this relationship by thinking. And that's through one word. And the word is Al-Alameen. I know it's hard to say, I know for years, or at least for months after I became Muslim, I was like, Alameen, Alameen, you know, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's down here. It's tough. It's a tough one to get to, but it's I like to tell people, imagine like you're terrified. You say, that's probably the best way to say it. But the word Al-Alameen is translated as the worlds. But it's much deeper. And when we explore the contours of the Arabic language, we find certain mental edges that allow us to hold on to the cliff of life and push beyond and achieve the summit of faith. It's what really the Quran is doing here. It's expanding the contours of language to allow you and I to animate things in a beautiful way. Al-alamin is from the word alam. Alam is a flag. We say alam al-jaysh, the flag of an army, the flag of a country. Alam, Palestine, the flag of the country, the independent, free country, Palestine. So why is that word used? And then why is it translated as creation? Because the word alam means alama, a sign. It's also used for anything. We say, Dukhan alamatun nar, right? The smoke is a sign of fire. And there's a very important rule about the word alamin and alam, is that it directs you to something other than itself, and that thing that it directs you is not in or part of it. This is crucial. So the alam, the flag of the army, is not the army. It directs you to an essence which is not its essence. It directs you to a being which is not inside its being. They're separate. They're different. So al-alamin is everything in the world that is a sign or an indicator of who, of something which is not part of it, which is beyond it, and that's God. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah. I like to say, the Lord of signs, the Lord of indicators. And everything in creation is an indication of God. Although it is not God, Islamically, and God is not it. So therefore we see the idea of what's called Tawheed, Allah's transcendence, an idea about God, that everything around us directs us to God, but it is not part of God, nor is God part of it. It's separate. As we said earlier, this idea of transcendence. More importantly, what that means for us now is that existence is a canvas to be pondered. That everything from our kids to our parents to our school to our successes to our failures, everything that happens in our life is an opportunity to discover and uncover the mystery of God and the power of God. In line with the doctrinal ideas for us that we find with God being separate from creation, creation not being God, God being transcendent, not being a color, not being a race, not being an ethnicity. All that's found in that one verse. Alhamdulillah, praise be to God, colon, creator of the signs. What are the signs for? The indicators. What are the indicators for? For me to think and learn and see and understand. And that's why over and over and over in the Quran, the intellect is challenged to see beyond the shallowness of life today and think deeper into the creation around us. We'll continue to talk about other aspects of Surah Al-Fatiha in the future. Assalamu alaikum.